The Gemara continues, Daf Mem Beis Amid Beis.
Three lines from the top, Mem Beis Amid Beis, Itmar. The Gemara, Mem Beis Amid Aleph, had a Yisodistika Machloikas Rav and Shmuel, Legabe Pora Aduma. We dash him by the Pora Aduma, it says, Veshochat Oiso Lefonov. It says, Yishechtit Lefonov. That means in front of Eloza HaKoyen. So Rav Shita is, doesn't mean that someone else shechts it in front of Elazar. It means Elazar shechts it. And what does Lefonov mean? That he shouldn't be Mesiach Das. That's how Rav learns. Shmuel learns, V'shochat oisa Lefonov means that a Zar is allowed to shecht it. As they state Behedyon Posuk, Lefonov. Elazar has to be standing there. But not that it's Ayidei Elazar, it's Ayidei Zar. And Lefonov means in front of him. But Rav learns, no. He dashes Lefonov just means Shaloy Yasich Dait. Lefonov means it has to be without Hesach Hadas. But not like Shmuel says that a Zar is kosher. You have a Yisodistik HaMachloikas if a Zar is kosher for Shchitas Pora or not. Zog the Gemara Itmar, three lines from the top. Shchitas Pora Bezar. The Zelda HaMachloikas we have over here, Amaroyim. Reb Amma Omar Ksheira. Reb Ami Omar Ksheira. Reb Ami says kosher Bezar. Reb Yitzchak Ben Avraham Psula. Ula Omar Ksheira. Va'amri lo Psula. So it's machlokes in Ula if he said kosher posel. Now Gemara is like following kasha on Rav. Rav that said that shchita bizarre is posel by Pora Aduma. Mosiv Rav Hoshia Rav Yeshua ba Abba Lisiu LeRav. Lisiu LeRav is a drashi on the top. The Omar Pora shchitosa bizarre psula. This is going to be a raya to Rav that says that shchitas Pora bizarre is posel, unlike Shmuel that says that it's kosher. Shmuel dashens. Zor is shochet and lefnei elozor. Rav dashens lefonov just means that ishalo yisiach daitoy. So we have a siyua to Rav that it's posel, unlike Shmuel that says that it's kosher. Zog the Gemara state as follows: Ein li elo hazoas meimeo shein ksheren biisho. Meaning, the fact that the hazor of the mayim of the efer poros chatos is kosher biisho kebiish. It's not kosher. It says in Pasuk Behedya, V'hiza ish tohar. It says ish tohar v'hiza. Psukim say clearly, let me get a chumash, 1 second. The parasha starts as follows. Zoyz chukas atera sheziv Hashem leimah daba b'nei Yisrael v'yikra lecha pora aduma t'mima she'en bo muma shlo ele oil. Pasuk number one. Unesatem oiso elaloza hakoyen. V'hoitzi oiso m'chutz ha'machne. He takes it out m'chutz ha'machne, meaning outside, v'shochet oisel lefonov. This is where the machlekes Rav and Shmuel. What does v'shochet oisel lefonov mean? Does he shecht it or does the zar shecht it? V'lokach eloza according to domer beetz boy, v'hiza al noicha pnei al moed. He takes the dam and he's mazeh from haramoshcha, meaning al noicha pnei al moed 7 times, sheva pomim. V'sov v'sapoch leinov and he burns it as oyrav v'sapoch v'sdomer al pirsho. Yisroif. V'lokach according eitz eres ve'ezov v'shiyisalaz. He takes the eitz eres v'ishach al teich shreif sapora. V'chibes begodav according v'rochet p'sorah b'mayim. And he washes himself. Ach yovel amachne v'tomei koin ha'dorif. V'asurif oitzi yichabes v'kod v'mayim v'kod v'tzor v'mayim v'tomei ha'dorif. V'osav ishtoris efer ha'pora. Now you take the efer of the pora after the soraf. V'niach michutz amachne v'mokom tor. V'hoi salaz b'nei Yisrael v'mishperz v'meinid l'chatosi. It says over here clearly. V'osav ishtor. A man. Then it says v'chibes oitzi v'se efer ha'pora v'kod v'tomei ha'dorif v'hoi salaz b'nei Yisrael v'lagia ha'gor v'sirchem chukas oilom.
So Kaponim, we see clearly, the Gemara is going to dash in it later, it says in the Pasuk, V'tova b'mayim ishtar v'hiza. So it says clearly, ishtar v'hiza. It's coming lafuke and isha. So again, the Gemara now brings a raya to Rav.
Mosif abshu ba'ab l'siu l'rav. Ein li ala azoz me'meo she'en k'sherem b'ishka b'ish.
It says, V'tova b'mayim ishtar v'hiza.
So it says ish. So only elo hazaz meimel shein ksherem biisha kabiish. We know that the hazaz of the efer is not kosher by an isha because it says ish in the Torah. Ve'en ksherem elo b'yoyim. It says hu yischato boy b'yoyim ashlishi. So we see clearly it has to be done in the daytime. Minayin l'rabois. How do we know that the din of yoyim is also relevant to the other aspects that are done besides the hazaz? Minayin l'rabbis that the din of yoyim is relevant to shchitoso, the shechting of the pora. Kabbalah asdomo, the dam. Hazoah asdomo, the ido sheva pom el mula mikdosh. V'sreifoso, v'ashlochas eitz eres ve'ezo v'shtitalas. How do you know all these are relevant only by yoyim? Talmud loymar, toiro. It says, zoyz chukas ha-toiro. And Rashi explains that this drasha is going on the yoim part. On the isha part, you don't have to tell me. It says fresh on the pasuk. It says koyin. It says Allah is a koyin. So Rashi, minayin l'rabbi shchitos ha-kabolos dom ha-zos, dom ha-tzchefos ha-shachos, eitz eres, eizo shtivit ha-las, delo yukshegen al b'yoyim, that all these things, like the shchit and the kabolos dam, and the azoaz dam, and the burning, and the eitz eres, ve-eizo, and shtivit ha-las, are only kosher b'yoyim. The ilu l'inyam b'isha k'v'ish, the fact that it's possible by an isha, eina itzich l'vuyeh. The Kulik Sivu, it says in the Pasuk, Elozer HaKoyen, or it says HaKoyen. So it says clearly, either in Pasuk it says Koyen, or it says Elozer. So that, we don't have to tell me, it's Afuke and Isha. Masha Enke, in the Beyoin part, we learn from Zois Chukas HaTorah, Torah Achas. Torah Achas is telling me that it's the same Pasha. Just like when it comes to the Hazor, that Hazor's Meimel is only Kosher Beyoin, because it says in the Pasuk, Hu Yischato Boy Bayoyim HaShlishi. Don't say Hu Yischato HaShlishi. It says Bayoyim HaShlishi. So too, all these other things, Shchita, is only Bayoyim. The fact that it's only Be'ish, and we don't need an Isha might for that, because it says Elozer. Masha'enken, so that's Poshet. Zog di Gemara, Yocha Shanim Arba, Afasifas Aforo, maybe the gathering of the Afer. Umilu Imayim, and the filling of the water, V'kiddush, maybe those should also be inclusive, only Bayoyim. Tamaloyim Zois. Zois is coming to be memayit, meaning Zagdrashi, Zois es akosuf kan kayim v'al toisif. Only those that were written Zois chukas haTorah, but not asif asafoga and milu mayim b'kiddush. Those are not going on the Zois chukas haTorah. Fact Gemara mechatesa. Why do you say shchita and all that that we included just now? Shchitoso. And Kabbalah's Doma, and Azaz Doma, and Srefosa, and Ashlochas Eitz Erez Ve'ezov. How do you know that's all Dafka B'yoim? Because of, we compare it to Zoyz Chuk Satera, who is Chato B'yoim HaShlishi. And why are you not saying that the Asifas Aforah and the Milui Maim is not included in Zoyz Chuk Satera? That's included in Zoyz. Zoyz means only these, Lafuk is something else. Umayro is the Rabbis Elu Loitzis Elu. So come on, Ach Riba Kosuf. There's a Ribuy of Zoyz Chuk Satera. Umiyata Kosuf. Zoyz means only this and not something else. Amrit, we differentiate. After all, where did we learn this from? From Azoaz Mayim. It says, Hu Yischato Boy by Yoim HaShlishi. Yoim is Dafka by Memel. Ma Azo Memel, Enik Sheren by Ishuk of Ish. Just like by Azoaz Mayim. It says, Vosaf Ishtar Vihizo. It says clearly Vihizo by the Ish. Vain Sheren al Biyoim, because it says, Hu Yischato Boy by Yoim HaShlishi. Afani Ovi Shitoso, the Kabbalah's Domo, Vazoaz Domo, Vesefoso, Vaslochas Eitz Eretz Ve'ezov, Ushitalas, Hoil Venk Sheren Be'ish, because it says clearly, Velokach, the Ezov, it says Ishtar. By the Ezov, it says Ish over there. Just like over there, it's only an Ish. Enk Sheren Be'ish, Ok Be'ish, Enk Sheren Ala Be'yoim. So likewise, all these things are only Kosher Be'yoim, meaning the Shchita and the Hazor and all the things we just mentioned. How do we know these are the ones included in Zoyz Chukas HaTorah? Because it says clearly, V'lokach Ezev Ishtar. It says the word Ish. Just like over there, it's Ish and not Isha. So to the Drosh of Be'yoim, Zoyz Chukas HaTorah, that we learn, B'Zoyim, Hu Yischata Be'yoim HaShlishi, and it's all the Chukas HaTorah, is all one inclusive. We're going on these things, on the Shchita, etc. But not on the Asif HaSafor. U'moitzani Asif HaSafor, U'milu Ma'im V'kiddush Hoil V'ksherem Be'isha. Because over there, it's not doimet to hazo, and you have a mirut of zois. So since they're not doimet to hazos mayim, where over there it says clearly ish, ishtar vihizo. And unlike asifa safar is not doimet to that, so that goes into the parsha of a zois lafuke that those do not have to be bayoim. Now, this is clearly a raya. We brought the raya to Rav and Alak Shmuel. We had a machlokes, who shechts the Parah Aduma? Rav Shita was, it says, Veshochat Lifnei, it says, Veshochat Ois Lefonov. Veshochat Ois Lefonov doesn't mean a Zor shechts it, or it doesn't mean a Lozer shechts it, and Lefonov just means he can't be Mesiach Das. Well, it says over here clearly that we're being Marba, Afani Ovi Shchitos V'Kabbalah Zdoma V'Zah Zdoma V'Zah 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 V'Zah. It says clearly that they're not kosher by an isha. They're not kosher by an isha. Now, if they're not kosher by an isha, who are then they're not kosher by a zor? So this is a siyua to Rav. A siyua to Rav that shochat ois lefono means elozor, not a zor. Because the fact that we were memayat an isha, it's clearly that a shchita cannot be done by a zor, Because just like a Mamayit and Isha, within your Mamayit Azar. And it's not like Shmuel that says that Veshachat Lafona means Azar is kosher. Because according to Shmuel, who had an Isha, if Azar is kosher, an Isha is kosher. So the fact that it says Shechita is not kosher by an Isha, this is the Braisa, Mosiv L'Siyu L'Rav, that we see clearly that a Shechita has to be done only by a Lazar, by a Koyan, and not by a Zar. Why? Because it says Ein Ksherim B'Isha. According to Shmuel, a Zar is kosher. Shechita Lafona means Azar. And who had an Isha should be kosher. Zakti Gemara. But upon him, this is the tiufta. What's the raya? Like we just said, if because we're saying that the shechita has to be done by an ish and not an isha, and just like an isha is a smite word in a zor, and that's a raya to rav, that the paradum has to be shechta by a koin and not by a zor. Zog the Gemara, hazoz meimeo techiach. We have a raya from Azaz Memeo that is not totally Zebizeh. Why? Shepsulein be'isha. It's clearly possible by Isha because it says in the Pasuk, V'tova b'mayim ishtar. It says clearly in the Pasuk, V'tova b'mayim ishtar v'hizo. It says clearly that the ish has to do it. So, and yet we learn V'ksherin b'zor. Later on, the Gemara is going to learn that Hakok Sherin b'hazah. So how do you tell me that Azoaz may mail? How do you want to tell me that whenever it's possible Isha, it's possible Zor? I have a clear raya. Hazoaz may mail, it's possible Isha, but it says, V'toval b'mayim ishtar, it says ish. And yet we know later on we're going to dashen, Hakok Sherin lahazois for the mayim. So we see it's not totally Zebizeh. So what's the tufta ibezoi on Shmuel? What's the raya to Rav? Omer Abaya, hani tufta, the tufta is, Isha, my timer. What's the reason why Isha is possible by Shechita? Elozar, because it says, V'shochat oisulafonim, it says Elozar, V'lo Isha. So, we see clearly, we're dashing, V'shochat oisulafonim, means Elozar has to shechit, and not an Isha. So, who had in from that same drasha that you dash, and not an Isha, you dash, and Zor Nami, Elozar, V'lo Zor. It says in the Pasuk Elozar. And Elozar, according to Rav, means the Shechita is a dafkai de Elozar. So just like Yemamayit Isha, because it says Elozar, who are then Yemamayit Azor, and that's a Siul Rav and a Kashan Shmuel.
And Rashi over here brings that it's Muchach, not like Shmuel, because according to Shmuel, there is no Miyat to be Yemamayit in Isha.
The whole reason why an Isha is a Yemamayit is only from Elozar. According to Shmuel, there is no Miyat for an Isha. According to Shmuel, Elozar just means in front of Elozar. Does that mean an Isha can shecht it? So we don't know anywhere that an Isha is a smite. Isha is a smite only from the word fact that it says a lozer. So it's muchach that a lozer is telling me that a lozer shechts and not an Isha who had in a zar and a lozer and not a zar. Zog di Gemara. O my ula. Kol ha parsha kula mashma moitzi miyad mashma. The parsha. This whole parsha of Chukas, the beginning. It's mashma moitzi miyad. Moitzi miyad means it's lafuke, that which is written prior. You have something written previous. It's coming lafuke that umashma memela, and it's also mashma to be misayea to that which is written earlier. And the Gemara explains as follows: it says in the pasuk, "Vinesatem oiso elalozar hakoye v'hoitzi oisem chutz amachne." This is talking about the beginning of the parah. V'yikru lecha parah aduma. You give it to Elozar Kohen, and he brings it out. Now, who does this? It says in the Pasuk, V'nesatem oisen Elozar Kohen, oisol Elozar. Dafke the paraduma of Moshe Rabbeinu in Parshas Chukas was given to Elozar. Elozar was a scan Kohen Godel. V'loy ledoiris Elozar, but ledoiris, it doesn't have to be given to a scan like Elozar. That's one way of learning. It's coming lafuke, that which is written. V'nesatem oiso el elozar. Meaning, it's coming to tell me that moitzi miyad, it's moitzi, it's written over here, elozar, but ledoris, it doesn't have to be a skan. It could even be a kohen hedyot. Now, elozar was neither a kohen gadol nor a kohen hedyot. He was really a kohen hedyot, but he was a skan. A skan means he's ready to become a kohen gadol. So we dash from here, oiso el elozar, dafke Pog of Moshe Rabbeinu was Elozar. V'lo ledoiris Elozar. Ikad Amri, it is one way of learning. Ledoiris, it has to be Bekoyen Godel. Fakert. It's telling me that Lafuke Elozar. In the time Moshe Rabbeinu was able to be a scan. But ledoiris, it has to be Bekoyen Godel.
V'ikad amri l'doris b'koyin hedyet. And you don't need a sgan. A sgan is more than a koyin hedyet. Now, even though a sgan is really just a koyin hedyet plus, but at the end of the day, he's a koyin hedyet plus. So l'doris, you do not need a koyin hedyet. I'm sorry, you don't need a sgan. It's sufficient to have a koyin hedyet. So two pshatim. Ikab the amri learns that l'doris, not in loza, but rather koyin gol only. Ikad amri l'doris, you don't need a sgan. And it's sufficient to koyin hedyet that's not even ready to become a koyin gol. Moitzi miyad mashma, it's moitzi miyad. Let's see Rashi. Kola parsha kula shapara kamoi shavu deseas duga zuachazu mashma moitzi miyad mashma umatzi mashma meila. Zok Rashi. Kshe didaktik boy ein chayochel hashve shitza parsha b'shova shu komik osea shovim zem ze. Some of the psukim are telling me lafuke what it was, and some of the psukim are telling me it should be like it was. Eliyesh ben shemashma mikozem moitzi michlal. Mashma miko shelafonov, what says in the previous posik, Masha posal ze, hirshe ze, oi mashi hirshe ze, poisal ze. It's coming lafuke what it says. Vieshwa mikois, mashmoish miskaimin memela mashmuso, that you keep status quo, which is written before. Shah mashma oim bimkoimoi, that's status quo. Veinu moitzi michal chavegoi. Ulifisidugon yeshkala ovin mawa moitzi michal chavegoi, umi mashma memela, vachshav dosh voilcheskula. The Gemara is going to dash on the next omit. All the psukim, are they lafuke, the previous posik, or are they lisiyuah, status quo, that it stays the way it was? There's many halachas. The halachas of Elazar, the halachas of Ish, lafuke Isha, the halachas of Ladoris. So we're going to dash in one by one which things are lafuke previous and which are status quo. Zokti gomoga. So the first thing we dash in, it says that he takes the parah itself out, vahoitzi oisa. So we dash in oisa Elazar, v'lo Ladoris Elazar. Either it means lafuke lozar and you need a koin gol l'chumra, or it means lafuke lozar and you can have a koin head, you don't need a sgan. Zog demo, bishlem lamandom l'deris b'koin head yit shapir. Bishlem, if you tell me that l'deris, you don't need a sgan at all, and you don't need a sgan like a lozar, so shapir. Because l'deris, it doesn't say you need a lozar, and it doesn't say you need a koin gol. So that's very shapir. El lamandom l'deris b'koin gol minolei. Where does it say you need a koin gadol? Even in his man of Moshe Rabbeinu, all you needed was a sgan. Elazar was a sgan. He wasn't more than that. So how could it be menole that the dervis you need more than what that's called lafuke? This is an example of moitzi miyad. It's moitzi what is written. It's written Elazar and the dervis. You tell me you need more than Elazar koin gadol. What's the makar? Bishlem, if you tell me that you need a koin hedyet is sufficient because it doesn't say koin gadol and it doesn't say Elazar the dervis. So koin hedyet makes the cut. But if you're going to tell me Ladoris needed a koin gadol, Elazar wasn't even a koin gadol. How could it be moitzi for more than what Elazar was? Zok the Gemara, Gomar chukah chukam yom kippurim. It says, Zoyis chukas ha-Torah by Parsha Parah Aduma. It says, V'hoyis alem l'chukas oylom by yom kippurim. Just like the chukah in yom kippurim is avoidus yom kippurim is koin gadol, so to the chukah of Parah Aduma is b'koin gadol. Zok the Gemara, V'hoitzi oisa anudrasha. V'hoitzi oisa. It says that he has to take out the paraduma. Shalo yoitzi acheres imo. Now, he cannot take another one with him. Now, before we go weiter, be'etzim the whole din that was saying that in the Zman of Moshe Rabbeinu, it was a loza that did it and not Aaron HaKoyen. So there's machlokes Rashi in the Ramban, ala Torah, over here in the Psukim. In Chukas, Rashi learns the b'shem Moshe Adashin. The reason why Aaron did not do the Maisa Parah Aduma is because since the Parah is mechapa on the Maisa Egel, ain't katega nasa neger. Aaron had to do with the Maisa Egel, so he can't be the one doing the Parah. That's Rashi Shita. Ramban learns the reason why is because since it's a Maisa Chutz, the Parah Aduma Ladaris is a Hara Moshcha. It's a Hara Zesim. It's not a Maisa Pnim. So it's a Maisa Chutz. The Kohen Gadol does not have to do it. It's not a din in Kohen Gadol. And that's why Aaron, Elazar did it, to show that it's an avodas chutz. Or he says to be mechanech Elazar in the lifetime of Aaron that he's starting to do the avoda. But upon him, it's an avodas chutz. It's a big nafkamina and we're showing him, do you have to wear big day koyin gadol? Do you have to wear big day kahuna bichlal when you do the avodas parah? Is avodas parah called avodas chutz le'inyan, just like it's done b'chutz, who adin it doesn't need a begodim? Or no, it's an avoider, and it's just an avoider of the bialim. Or no, it's an avoider that it has to have the begodim or not. But upon him, that's the first rosh. Zok mo avoider. V'hoitzi oisa, he has to take it out. Shalo yoitzi acheres imo. You can't take, there's a mitzvah of hoitzah. You can't take another parah with it. There's a mitzvah of hoitzah. You have to take the parah aduma. You can't just take, first of all, you can't take it by a string, because that's all doing a melacha. So you have to get it to go up the Haram Moshe. You think a parah wants to go a trek up the mountain? Of course not. So how do you get it? V'hoitzi oisa. You can't take another parah and then he's going to follow the other parah's lead. You can't bring along a black parah, meaning not a parah aduma. People shouldn't say he's shechting a parah shchoyga, not a parah aduma. So it's like a maris ayin dekadin. But the Chazanish says it's a din of lahoitzi. Let's say you find the parah grazing on haramashcha. Is that good? Or no, there's a din of lahoitzi. They have to bring it out and bring it back in. There's a din of lahoitzi. Or no, maybe not. When you're moitzi, it has to be dafka paraduma, not a shkara. But maybe when it's there, it will be good. When you bring it, it has to be dafka aduma. And you can't bring another aduma with it. Let's say bring two adumas. You can't shech two either. Now, what's the reason he can't shech two? So Rashi learns, like the Gemara is going to dashen, it says v'shachat oisa. Oisa means one. Tishonim learns on the bottom over here, the reason why he can't shech more than one is because since he can't be mesiach das, we had the Gemara in the Aleph, there's a din of hescha das in the Maisa Parah, so you by rote, ultimately, automatically, you can't have two. If you're checking two, then you be mesiach das from one. So that's the reason why you can't have two. But upon him, we dash him the ein moitzin imo adumish leyom u'shtayim shochtoy. Rabbi Omer, loy min Hashem uzeh. That's not the reason. The reason is not shleyom where people shouldn't say yeshech two, and that's why you can't bring another one with it. Ela mishum shenemar, because it says in the pasuk, oisa, it says v'hoitzi oisa, it says oisa we dash him levado. So it's a perish apostle, not because Shlomo Yomru. What if it is Shlomo Yomru? There's a Gzeres HaKosu, V'hoitzi Oysa, V'shochad Oysa, singular. So maybe you can't have another one. Not Shlomo Yomru. V'tanekama, that says that the reason is Shlomo Yomru, Hoksiv Oysa, it says Oysa. So what do you have to come on to reasons? Shlomo Yomru. Zog the Moraman, Tanekama, Reb Shimini, the dog is time at the crow. Reb Shimini and Shas Dashin is the reason. So the reason of Oysa Levado is Shlomo Yomru, Shalayoimu, that he's shechting another one. And that could be maybe because of Eschadas. Zokta Rashi in the bottom. Where do we find Reb Shimon Darash Tamid the Krah? In Bometzia, an example where it says, Almona Ashira Mamashkinin Oisa. You're allowed to take a barter from an Almona that's wealthy. Aniya ain't Mamashkinin Oisa. Why? Bibne Shatatzor Lahachsilo, Vatamisia Shem Rabeshkin Oisel. In Aniya, you have to bring back the Mashkin at night. They need the cloak. So if you're going to go into the almona that's poor at night, there'll be moitzi shemra. They'll say he's going into the home of the almona. So he's dashing time in the crow. The reason why you don't take from an almona by an aniya is because of shemoitzi shemra ben shkenesel. Mashekin ashira, you are a mashkin. So what's an afkamina? If it's because of Dorish time in the crow, or is it because of the exerus akosav of oisa and oisa levado and not someone else? Zok the Gemara, the apik chamor bahado. Let's say you took out, in order to get the parah aduma to go up the mountain, you took a donkey that's following its lead. He sees the donkey, he follows the donkey. So if it's else that they'll come to say that you're shechting the chamor, no one's going to say you're shechting the chamor for parah aduma. The whole word is, shalayoymu, they shouldn't say that you're shechting that. You're shechting a shchoyr, you're shechting two. No one's going to say you're shechting a chamor for parah aduma. Masha enken, if the reason is, exerus akosuv, oysa levado, it has to be levado, So then they can't have a chamor either. Now, when you take out the parah shchoyra, so even though it's not aduma, people will say that you might use that for the parah aduma because it's a parah. But when it's a chamor, it's a different species. Then according to the man the omar of Dorish Taima, then it won't be a tzad that they're going to say that you shechted it. Zok Rashi in the top, the apik chamor bahado, the letanekame that says shelo yoimru shori, the lekashem yoimru, the rebbe that dashens osur. The Rebbe the Darshan's also the Oysa Ksiv, Oysa means Oysa Levado and not another one. All right, we'll stop over here. The Gemara's going to dash the next pasuk.